France, governed by the Muslim Brotherhood, after the Socialist Party and center-right choose to back it in the 2022 election, rather than allow the Front National's leader, Marine Le Pen, to come to power. In Houellebecq's darkly comic dystopia, Parisian women are veiled, and the Sorbonne is run by Saudi sheikhs. The novel appeared in 2015, at a moment when the French intellectual firmament was already saturated with paeans to tradition and warnings of cultural decline. It was released soon after Alain Finkielkraut, one of France's most prominent philosophers, published L'Identité Malheureuse, The Unhappy Identity, which laments a country where those of solid French stock no longer feel at home among halal butchers and Arabic-speaking neighbors. Once a man of the left, Finkielkraut now argues that a fundamental clash of civilizations is destroying French culture. The TV journalist Eric Zemmour published Le Suicide Français, The French Suicide, A Common Man's Companion to Finkielkraut, with fewer philosophical references and more diatribes against the French national soccer team. It argues that the political correctness of the 1968 generation on issues ranging from immigration to the European Union has destroyed France. He sold 500,000 copies. Both men, who so vehemently defend the purity of French